Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard. Was hard, but not anymore, thanks to WonderSuite from Bluehost. Answer a few questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make...
Here in Key West, we were out before it was in. In this open and inclusive paradise, you can be yourself, make new friends, and savor our live and let live vibe. With LGBTQ+ friendly accommodations, our legendary nightlife, and year-round activities and events, it's always a good time to come as you are. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
Are you constantly convinced that everybody thinks you're an idiot? Are you always wondering, how did I get this job when I am so fundamentally bad at it? Are you convinced that every single meeting your boss sets up with you is to fire you? Hi, welcome to the Imposter Syndrome Club. I am pretty sure I am the CEO, president, co-founder, primary investor. You are in the right place. Typically on, you know, the Straight Shooter Recruiter on this page and on my podcast, we're always talking about career tips. You know, how to prepare for an interview, how to prepare for a career chat. But we don't really talk about how to deal with that little voice inside of your head that is constantly telling you that you're an idiot. It's something that I deal with all the time. Trust me, it doesn't go away just because you're a recruiter or just because you have a social media platform. It is definitely something that I still struggle with. But I kind of went through an interesting situation this week that really helped me put things into perspective, so I wanted to share. But if you are interested in all kinds of career tips, professional development tips, sprinkled in with a little bit of lifestyle, you are in the right place. So make sure that you follow, subscribe, do all of the fun things on all of my channels, the Straight Shooter Recruiter podcast, my Instagram, all that good stuff, and show me some love in the comments, guys. I'm quite needy. Okay, so like I mentioned, I am very much someone that is in my head. I overthink absolutely everything, not just in my personal life, because trust me, I overthink in my personal life quite a bit, but most especially in my professional life. It doesn't matter how good I might, you know, appear to be at my job because of social media or how, you know, confident I am constantly feeling like the least intelligent person in every single room that I walk into, especially when it comes to my work on social media. I know nothing about digital marketing, and I'm walking into these meetings feeling like an absolute buffoon half of the time, or I'm recruiting for a new role that I've never heard of before, and I have this massive wave of panic, like, can I even figure this out? Am I capable of doing this? And this is something that I've always dealt with. It's something that a lot of people dealt with. It's not special. It's normal. But last week, it was really getting to me. I was in a pretty not great headspace. Like, I'm talking, crying, watching episodes of The Office, eating Halo Tops. I would consider myself to give pretty good advice. Like, I would consider myself to be a decent advice giver. And the fact that it never once crossed my mind to say, why don't you put yourself out of this misery, Emily? Call this person and just ask what they think about your performance on this, or ask what they think about that campaign that you worked on. Just ask. And I don't know why that didn't occur to me, but I'm really happy that my mom pointed it out to me, because I made the decision to have that conversation. I straight up reached out to this person and said, hey, did I do okay on this? Like, can you let me know where I'm at with XYZ or with this given project or that given, you know, whatever it might be? And I was sitting there absolutely bracing myself to be told, oh yeah, you are god awful at all of this. Because that's the reality I was living in for the last week, convinced that I sucked. And this person came back and said, oh, you killed it. It was awesome. I loved it because of this. It did great because of that. It was outstanding because of this. And I had this like huge, massive sigh of relief. I felt so much lighter. I was so much happier, because it honestly was definitely affecting my mood outside of work, because I was just convinced that I was living in this lie. Like, Emily the recruiter sucks at social media and she can't work. Cheers. Like, that sucks. So having this conversation was honestly such, hello? Whose accent was that? It was such a huge relief, and I'm so happy that I did it, because this person was not only able to comfort me, but was able to help put my mind at ease, because I was running a mile a minute. I get it. Sometimes when you have these conversations, you're opening the door for negative feedback. Someone might come back and easily say, yeah, Emily, that really sucked. Really didn't like the output of that. And is that unfortunate? Yes, but would I rather know and not have my mind running a mile a minute hypothesizing all of these things when I could know it as a fact and then actually learn from it, grow from it, and ask for help? Yeah, that sounds like a much better option than me mentally torturing myself for a week independently. So, moral of the story, A, even people who are on social media or seem to have it all together, trust me, do not have it all together. And if everyone else has it all together, trust me, I am not one of them. The second thing is, the next time you are so convinced that you are A, doing horrible at your job, or B, not doing well on a group project or at school, or even hypothesizing that one of your friends is upset with you, just ask. The worst thing that's going to happen is they are going to confirm something that you are already convinced you know. That's the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario is that you are just as stressed as you were 5 minutes ago. Nothing changes. But the best case, and honestly the most likely scenario, is this person is going to tell you to chill out, that everything is fine. I know this video was a little bit different, but I hope that you found it helpful. I think it's really important, A, for me to be vulnerable about my career experience, because it helps me be transparent and authentic, but I also hope that it helps you kind of understand that it's okay to not feel your best all the time. It's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to ask for feedback. Like, I can't believe this never occurred to me. I'm mad at myself. Anyways, I hope that this short little vidy was helpful for you. I hope it made you feel a little bit more secure and validated and pushed you to ask for feedback or ask for clarification if you're unsure about something, either in your personal or your professional life. So, really appreciate you. I hope you hang out with me again next week, and I'll talk to you later. Cheers. Like, no water bottle should be this heavy. I don't know why I tried to pick that up. Okay, bye guys. Love you.
Here in Key West, we were out before it was in. In this open and inclusive paradise, you can be yourself, make new friends, and savor our live and let live vibe. With LGBTQ+ friendly accommodations, our legendary nightlife, and year-round activities and events, it's always a good time to come as you are. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.